Sarah's on the line. Morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Well, this is an interesting one. Fridgegate.
Indeed, Fridgegate, yes.
What's happened?
Well, Stephen, I live off the Omer Road and I would walk along the Lagan towpath about two or three times a week. I was down there on Monday and it's just beautiful, you know, blue sky, ducks flying, swans gliding along, and we even saw a little seal. But before Christmas, I noticed that actually a fridge had been dumped in the middle of the river, just near the entrance to the Lagan Meadows. So I went back after Christmas, and as it was still there, I thought I would try and do something about it.
A fridge, so, a floating fridge?
A fridge, yes, a big white box with all this kind of...
Apparently we've tweeted out a picture of this, by the way, on my Twitter feed, at Stephen Nolan, if you want to have a look at it. Okay.
Uh-huh. And there's, you know, there's this kind of white sort of foamy stuff coming out of it as well. So just because I love it so much down there and it was just such a weird thing to see in the river, I thought I would try and get it shifted. Mm. So I got on the phone and I called four different agencies and basically couldn't get any response, any useful response at all.
Why not? Did they give you the runaround or what?
Well, they were basically passing the buck from one to each other. And like I tried the Lagan Valley Regional Park and they said their rangers would keep an eye on it and they would hope it would get washed over to the bank. I mean, that would take a hurricane sort of thing to do.
The rangers would keep an eye on the fridge?
Yes, they would keep an eye on it and they would hope it would get washed over to the bank, at which point they may or may not lift it. But I mean, it's been there since before Christmas and it hasn't moved an inch. Then I tried the Rivers Agency and they said they'd only lift it if it was blocking the flow of water. And obviously the water down at the towpath, it's the Lagan, it's a wide river and it's not going to block the river. So they're not doing anything. And then I tried the Belfast City Council and they said, yes, somebody has dumped a fridge and that's technically fly tipping. But because it's in the river, they can't lift it because they can only lift from land. And then I tried the Lagan Weir Control and I spoke to them three times.
You've been busy.
I have been busy, I know. Well, it's something I'm quite passionate about.
Yes, you know, well, fair enough.
Yeah, it's an area that I love and it's one of the great green spaces in Belfast and it's our regional park and we have to look after it. So I tried the Lagan Weir Control and the first two times they said, yes, we'll get some of the guys out, we'll look at it and we'll see what we can do. And then I phoned them for the third time on Monday because I was down on Monday and it's still there. And they said, actually, it's outside our jurisdiction because their jurisdiction's apparently just the Stranmillis Weir down to the Lagan Weir. And because it's upstream of that, it falls outside their remit. So I've kind of given off about it to my friends on Facebook. And one of them actually said, right, I'm going to get a kayak and I'm going to tow the thing myself to the bank. So it's something that people do feel quite passionately about, but there's a flaw in the system.
You got the runaround between the council and Dard and everybody.
Yes, exactly.
So you've been in contact were you in contact with the DOE?
Not DOE so far. What if you were at the pollution hotline? That might have been number five. I'm kind of losing track, Stephen, to be honest.
Six. So you guys are a responsible citizen. You're wanting to get this fridge out.
Yeah.
Of the River Lagan. And, of course, all of these agencies are essentially saying, sorry, not our responsibility.
No, they're washing their hands off it, you know. And, you know, I just think it's such a shame. It's such an eyesore and such a beautiful spot. And come on, somebody could surely do something.
Well, now, Lisburn and Castlereagh Council, they have told the Nolan Show in a statement, if an item was reported to be in the River Lagan within the Lisburn and Castlereagh area, the council would work in partnership with the Rivers Agency to facilitate access to the item and its recovery.
Okay, well, that it's more near the Stranmillis end. I'm not sure if it does fall within their actual geographical area. If it does, and they can work with the Rivers Agency, brilliant, but that was not a piece of information I had.
DSD have been in touch. They are basically saying it's their understanding that the fridge is beyond the department's designated boundary. Fridgegate continues, so it's nothing to do with them. So then we bring you the good news.
Good.
Guess what?
What?
The Rivers Agency has been in touch with the Nolan Show. And they say white goods, such as fridges and freezers, have specifically been kept as the council's responsibility. So they're passing the buck. As they each have civic community sites able to take in this type of waste. However, however, this is an unusual case as the fridge is in the middle of the Lagan. To ensure the safety of those involved, the council has requested help from Rivers Agency.
Wow.
As a pragmatic solution, the council, with the assistance of Rivers Agency, will now remove the fridge when it's safe to do so.
Stephen, you're an absolute hero. I'm delighted.
Belfast Council, as a pragmatic solution, the council will remove the fridge, but anything in the water wouldn't normally be our responsibility. So they're doing it this time, but they're making it clear it's not their bailiwick, but they're doing it this time. So you have won, Sarah. Your perseverance has solved Fridgegate.
Thank you very, very much to you and the team for getting that result. I'm absolutely thrilled.
Well, now you see what happens when Vinny goes off on holiday. We have a kid in here and work experience, and he was able to get more done than Vinny.
Well, I'll say no more.
Ross Brown's on this from the Green Party. Morning to you, Ross.
Good morning, Stephen.
That's Ross Brown. Well, my goodness, passing the buck, and Sarah has persevered and she has solved Fridgegate.
And I think that's the most important thing is ultimately is getting the result, you know, and getting the items sorted out and resolved. I think it's also just important to note, Stephen, for people who are out there and who are dumping items such as this in the likes of the Lagan, that Belfast does offer a free bulky waste collection. So all you need to do is actually call up the council and they will come and pick up the bulky waste, obviously, from your house and save you the hassle of having to transport it yourself. So
it's outrageous. Whatever waster dumped it in the River Lagan, let's not forget about that bit.
Yeah,
you know, you have some lunatic dumping that in the River Lagan.
Some effort to get even that down to
the
Lagan. And, you know, you just think to yourself, why didn't you just pick up the phone and call the council and they could have come and collected it. And it's just a disgrace to see things like that, you know, polluting the rivers. And it's obviously good to get a result, and that's ultimately what people want to see.
Do you know what I haven't done a programme on in years, Sarah? I haven't done a programme on kind of fly tipping and people who, you know, throw these big bulky items around the place. I wonder, is there much of it still going on? I know.
Can I just say that recently there was an area identified to us just up around Cherry Valley area, and it was unclaimed land. It wasn't a big area. It was just unclaimed land. We couldn't actually work out who owned the land. So we thought, you know, a few of us went up and started to remove some items. But we actually think we've uncovered quite a bit of illegal dumping.
Really?
Right in the middle of Cherry Valley. And it's just incredible, you know, the amount of waste that we have.
Illegal dumping in Cherry Valley?
Yeah, exactly. Of all the places. But it's under bushes, and it seems to have been, looks like it's a developer or something that's come in and just put all this waste in underneath these bushes, and you know, it's going to require.
Well, we don't know if it's a developer or who it was. It could be anybody, couldn't it? But
it could have been anyone, really. But we're just going to have to.
Right. Well, here's what I'm going to do, Councillor Brown. We are going to send one of our crack team.
Yeah.
Quite a few of them probably have a hangover or something worse, but we're going to send some of them out with you. Up to Cherry Valley, do we investigate this?
That looks good, yeah. I mean, we've removed some of the waste, but it seems to be buried, an awful lot more buried. So
under the bushes?
Under the bushes, yeah.
I wonder, because... Nolan Live's on tonight, BBC One. I wonder if I sent a TV camera up there. Could we get pictures of that for the TV show tonight?
We might be able to. As I say, it looks like a lot of it's been buried, but we might be able to get...
So you're telling me that in Cherry Valley, one of the you know, more respected, exclusive residences in Northern Ireland, there's an illegal dumping spot?
Well, certainly, yeah. There's a heck of a lot of rubbish, and there was a strong smell of what appeared to be like leachate or something coming out of that area, and I thought we've uncovered much more than meets the eye here.
Okay. Well, look, let us dig into that, Ross. Thank you for bringing that to us. And we'll see if it's worth getting the TV cameras up there for tonight. Sarah, I just do wonder, you know, elsewhere in Northern Ireland, do you see much stuff kind of just bucked to people's backsides, bucked to the side? Big items?
I suppose I've been quite focused on this one, Stephen, but I'll certainly keep an eye out over the next few weeks and keep in touch.
Sarah, thank you very much indeed. By the way, the Rivers Agency, you did call them, didn't you?
I called them 3 times, yeah.
Because the Rivers Agency have been in touch with us saying they did not pass the buck, that actually they're sorting it. But they gave you the runaround three times, did they?
I last spoke to them on Monday, and they said they would only shift it if it was a flooding risk. And they said that it's not their responsibility to keep the rivers clean, it's to keep them clear and the water flowing. However, and I'm delighted that they are working together with the City Council and to get this resolved.
Sarah, thank you very much. Morning to you. You've opened up a can of worms here, Patricia and Bangor. Morning, Patricia.
Is that... you're talking to me?
I'm talking to you, Patricia. Good morning.
I'm in Hollywood.
Oh, you're Hollywood?
Yes.
Oh, Hollywood.
I just want to say...
You've got a couple of quid then, Patricia.
I wish. I'm one of the poor ones. just wanted to say to you that if you want anything collected in a ring banger, you have to pay... I'll turn this radio off. You have to pay £15.
Do you?
Yeah, because you didn't used to have to pay it, Stephen.
Yes.
So I rang last week because I have a TV and something else to go.
Yes.
And she says, you know, it's changed now. You have to pay. And you can't pay when the guys arrive. Or you have. If I live in Hollywood, I have to go down to Bangor, to the the town hall or wherever, up at the castle, and I have to pay there. And you know, I did actually forgot. They would arrive today, and I forgot. So I'll have to order. I'd have to ring them again.
15 quid. What do you think of that charge?
Well, I think it's a bit much, £15, especially if anybody's a pensioner or anything, you know. They're not making any difference.
Okay.
Okay, Pat.
Listen, Patricia, thank you very much indeed.